Today, the new build PropertyCon. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, now this post covering finance and property news. Despite the call for even more new buildings across Australia to meet the current demand for somewhere to live, it's worth noting that compared to many other countries, we're building more per 1,000 than almost all other countries. And we've talked before about the pressure on builders due to high construction costs, lack of skilled tradies, and contention with state and federal construction projects. But beyond this, and despite the promise to build 1.2 million homes over 5 years from Albo, there is another darker story which I want to discuss briefly today. It's this. What exactly is coming out of the end of the construction sausage machine? To be fair, I'm sure there are many building firms who are doing the right thing and are delivering well-specified and finished homes, but judging by my recent one-to-one conversations, there are many confused and dissatisfied owners who have been conned by poor quality construction to finish and have signed away their rights towards the end of the project without fully appreciating what they've done. As a result, when defects do occur, often they have limited recourse and end up carrying a financial burden for years. This can be true for units, where the owner's corporation might also get involved, but also standalone houses and villas too. Here is the problem. New builds require planning approvals, which includes basic specifications and drawings, including technical details of structural design and finishes. And there's also a swathe of building codes and standards and regulations which builders must adhere to, as well as detailed installation instructions from suppliers. But the problem arises when the home being built departs from the specifications as builders replace materials with others, often cheaper, grab odd components from other jobs, or simply mess up. And they may also execute substandard construction due to haste, bad training, or simply error. I've seen them all. Towards the end of the construction phase, the homeowner will need to complete paperwork as they pay the final stage payment on the job. Buried within the documents, which are often long and complex, are clauses which state things like, for example, the owner confirms the building has been completed in line with the agreed building specifications, or the owner confirms there are no outstanding defects on handover. And I've even seen clauses which seek to indemnify the builder from risks of loss if defects are found later. I regard such clauses as first unfair, because unless the prospective owner does thorough due diligence, they cannot tell whether the building has been completed specification. And of course, defects will probably arise later. They often do. And by the way, sometimes a simple walk around will throw up easier to spot defects, but they can miss the important ones. Some of the recent cases I've been dealing with include items such as the rake of the driveway being steeper than specified or even allowed, meaning that driving a vehicle into a garage would be impossible without hitting the ground. Or again, the cladding of the outside of a house, specified as waterproofed timber, replaced with cheaper foam sheets, and in some cases there was no waterproofing behind. Waterproofing is a big one more generally, by the way. One big failure is to complete waterproofing around doors and windows and balconies, and in so doing they're ignoring the manufacturer's instructions. And poor waterproofing in bathrooms, showers and kitchens, which often show up but down the track. And I've even seen examples of completely changed internal layouts which are at odds with the approvals, as well as simple inverted commas, things such as poor paint finishes, leaking roofs and plumbing. The truth is, many homeowners are so desperate to move in, they seem willing to look past these critical defects and sign away their rights with regard to remediation. And let me say that just because the builder can point to a nicely finished place they built down the road, this does not mean they will build to the same standard again. So my message is this: if you are contemplating a new build contract with a builder, make sure you do your due diligence before you sign up. Poor quality builders can still get licenses. Actually, some people are now retaining a professional to inspect the build on the way through, which may sound expensive, but it might be worth it. But towards the end of the build, you might want to consider getting a professional inspection done before you make the final stage payment, and get advice also on those sneaky clauses I mentioned above. Read the small print thoroughly. The real problem is that whilst you can have all the planning controls and specifications in the world, unless they are translated by the builder into the project, they are all but worthless. And some of the stories I've been dealing with recently have cost the owner not hundreds, but thousands of dollars in addition to the cost of the build. And whilst there are indemnity schemes in the theory to protect people should builders fail, even there are gaps, big gaps. So my message is, be very careful if you go down the new build route, as there are potential bear traps seemingly everywhere. And let me say, no state or territory is immune, but recently the ACT seems to be a particular hotspot. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.